Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. Listen, it is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Karan. But sorry, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, agumbarum.com. Listen, we have two different flavors of Gumba Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Baby. Please do business on GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen, Gumba Rum is the most smoothest rum on the planet. It is a wicked spoon, like they say in Boston. It is kiss me all up a smooth honey, baby child, just like Hershey's chocolate bar honey. Dip me in peanut butter and just lick it all over. It's smooth, darling. Put on the brakes, don't stop, and just keep on going, baby. Listen, check this out. I got some super bad music on today. Independent artist Summy Ferguson is on there. Yes, she is. And who going to be listening to this hot music? Come on, engineer. Come on. Come on. Yes, indeed. People all over the world is hearing your music. Yes, indeed. It is going down super bad. Listen, broadcast live from Winter City. It's a little cloudy, just a little cloudy. It's even about 50 degrees, but it's all good. Listen, got some hot music for you on this evening, honey. It's going on. Listen, I got a little J Stone. This one is called Back in Town. But listen, I'm back in town. Did y'all know I'm back in town? Yeah, baby, I'm back in town, honey. Listen, there is no airlines that can't take me where I need to be when I want to get back. Do you hear me up in here? Listen. All right, y'all know I like to entertain. While you're on Facebook, do me just a little favor. Use keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like. I would greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, this is J Stone on the AWM record label. This is called Back in Town.
Yeah, man, Clive, big and lively. You don't know what's going on in the place. I want to want your name, Back in Town, International.
They think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole thing down. Make the ladies love us, they want to be around.
Give me them.
Boom, hey, girl,
why you look so honey?
Tell me why?
Your eyes are for me.
Girl, you dress
with a fat punani.
How where she come from?
Junior Army.
Mom, no clock.
How are this for me?
Girl, you brave.
How are you for me?
How are she near?
It's Sharani. Come see me, I'm a prince, honey.
They think we gone away, but but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking doors way down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around. Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them. Give me them,
I'm in my home, crazy money spending at home. The girl them love we in at home. When we in at home, no boy no wanna war in at home. The fans them will chill in at home. When we in at home, shopping, all of the energy, work hard, coming out and run. When we in at home, it's like your shoe in at home. Now we have the peace like drum.
They never know, they think we gone away, but we're back in town. Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. The ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them, 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 give me them.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da.
Making crazy money, locking the whole place down. Make the ladies love us, they wanna be around.
Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them. Give me them, give me them, give me them, give me them.
Boom!
Hey, yeah, now you love to hide me.
Yeah, so why?
Yeah, it's a family.
Yeah, you flip.
Yeah, that's what's going on me.
How much you come from?
Junior Army.
From your class.
I want it from me.
Yeah, you're real.
I want your family.
How much you need?
It's your army. Don't see me, I'm a friendly daddy.
Definitely for shizzle. Done with them and doing this shit like nothing. Trust me. Stone in the house. Number one. Gonna clear your semi-international thing. You done know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's back in town. Back in town. Back in town. Up next, independent artist Summer Ferguson. She is hot, 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 hot. Listen, the name of the song is Wish I Never Met You. You know something? One thing about music, especially great music, music never dies. Did y'all know that? Y'all know that music never dies. So listen, when you have a great song, it's always going to be a great song, right? So listen, the thing about music is, when you have a number one song, people are always going to want to listen. A song never dies. Listen, think about the song, it comes to mind, Green Onions. I used to love the song Green Onions, and it's still a great song. It is never going to die. One thing about music, it never goes out of fashion, right? You can listen to it anytime. You can pull it up on your playlist, your music playlist. You can put anything on there. Green Onions, I like Green Onions. And I'm telling you, when you hear it, it still makes you move. You know what another song was? Back in the day, y'all know, Al Green was the man. He was a love man, right? You know something? If you put on some Al Green today, what's going to happen? You're going to be moving and grooving and grooving. I mean, every song he put out was just like, boom, 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 boom. Let's stay together. Let's stay together. Loving you whether times are good or bad. Happy or sad. You know, Al Green, you know, he was the man. He was the man. So listen. You know, it never dies. And my point for going down memory lane with songs and music is this, guys. Listen, independent artists, when you put out a song, really, really, really put out the best that you have. I hear a lot of music. I hear a lot. Oh, God, I hear a lot of music. But listen, my point is this. I hear a lot of people asking me to listen to their song. And I'd be wondering sometime, is this really the best they have in them to put out into the market, right? And so, you know, it's just like, come on, you know, because once you put it out there, you can't take it back. I've had, listen to me. I had somebody send a song across, and I did a musical salute, and guess what happened? After it went out, he comes back to me, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks later after the fact, and he says, you know what? That's the wrong song. We have to do it all over again. And I was like, what? You got to be kidding me. And then he says, well, you know, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you take it down? I'm like, you know, listen, the thing about these shows, the thing about radio or podcast, when it's out there, it's out there. You cannot erase it. Maybe you got a special pill. I ain't got no special pill to take every single link down. Listen, these shows, especially Fierce Men Network, is syndicated. Most shows, they should be syndicated. But listen, it goes all over the place. It takes on a leg of its own. It's everywhere. And you can't, a lot of the places, you cannot take it down. So people will take it down. I got the wrong version. I got a legal problem. I got to do something. I'm like, what? You should have did this in the beginning. thing. You know what I'm saying? So listen, the person that I am, of course, I'm going to play it again, you know, and say, you know, you make the little retraction, you do what you got to do. But listen, you got to have your grits together. You got to have your grits together before it goes out there. Really, really, really. You really should. You really should. You really should. So listen, of course, they do remixes. I'm not talking about remixes and things like that. I'm talking about people that don't or did not do the legal work in the beginning and then come back to a radio station and say, take the song down. It's just like, how in the hell do you take down a song after it's been played and it's out in the osmos? You just really got. And, you know, so people should really think about what they're asking a person to do. You know what I'm saying? People archive some of these shows. You know what I mean? Some people, and with that even, I found this out a couple of months ago, people will archive shows and say what they like, and there is no way I can go back and say, I know you like these shows, and I know that you're archiving them for the future for yourself. Could you please remove that? That ain't happening. So listen, think about what you're doing before you put it out there, because it is what it is. When you put it out in the space, when you put it out in the airwaves, it's going to stick. No matter if a show is deleted, you know, and I've had this happen before. Somebody was interviewed on this show, and guess what? She came back and she said she didn't want her interview to be on the show, and she says, can you delete it? Can you take that down? Guess what happened? You know what ended up happening? It became a popular show, right? And it was going all everywhere, and then the people want the show deleted and taken down. Well, what happens? You really can't. You really can't. You really can't. You really can't, because you got more than one person on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I got some special music that's going on right here. It is Summer Ferguson. I want you to take a listen. This is hot stuff. Wish I Never Met You. Check it out.
Hands down.
Never Met You. She is so talented. I love that song. It is mastered and mixed very well. She had a great engineer. It is done very, very well. I love that song. You know, songs are timeless. Great songs, Never Die. And that's one of them. Wish I Never Met You. She got a really, really awesome verse. She kind of reminds me of, what's her name? Katy Perry and, what's the other one? Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. She kind of reminds me a little bit of that. She really does. Taylor Swift. So listen, this girl, you know, the stars belong to her. Stars belong to her. And while I'm talking about great music, listen, and I was talking about Al Green a little bit earlier, and you guys remember the song Love and Happiness? That song, my mother played that song all day. Everybody loved Love and Happiness, Al Green. Listen, if the stuff never dies, it's never going away. It's like putting a print, putting your stamp in your print on forever. When you make a song, oh my God, that was juicy. Just like the young lady, Wish I Never Met You. When you make a great song like that, you're putting your stamp on time being forever. The song is going to be last forever. Listen, listen, it's putting your stamp on, oh my God, that's just juicing. So listen, let me tell you something. I was looking at Al Green's, and you know, people do different things with songs. Sometimes people start a YouTube channel and they will collect songs. So you never know, when you're putting out the best that you have, you never know what is going to happen with your music, right? You never know what is going to happen. Let me tell you something. Somebody has, I'm looking at Al Green's page on YouTube. So listen, people are listening, and this really caught my attention. One of the comments, that first comments that came up, this was from 1 year ago. This guy is 16 years old. 16 years old, and of course, you know he knows nothing about Al Green. He's 16 years old. But listen, listen to what he says. He's 16 years old. Listen, for God's sakes, I'm almost 60 years old, so I came up with this music, right? This guy is 16. This is what I'm telling you. He's 16 years old, and you know what he's saying? There's just something about Al Green's music that hits me in the soul, that feel good feeling. Listen, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you grew up with this, with the music of that decade. You still can go back. For God's sakes, I love, what's his name, Bobby Darin. I love the Rat Pack music. My God, I love Frank Sinatra. I love it all. Rat Pack music. You would think I was born in that time. I love it so much. I love it so much. Oh, my God. You would think that I grew up with it, but I didn't, of course. I love Ella Fitzgerald. You know what I'm saying? So listen, listen. And then this other comment got my attention. Now, this is really deep right here, and I'm running out of time. I'm saying this for a reason, because when it comes to music, your stamp is on it in eternity. It's never going anywhere, right? So listen, this one says, Al Green's song saved my marriage. Now, this is really heavy. I can't even imagine something like this. But this is the comment that they made on the song. Al Green's song saved my marriage. I was going through postpartum depression, and my husband had a cocaine addiction in the early 80s. While I immigrated from Korea to the U.S., this person married an American, right? Married an American to become a U.S. citizen, and they says his soothing voice and heart-wrenching lyrics was my best medication during the horrible marriage. And we are still happily married after 40 years with 5 children. So they got it together. The person, I'm imagining, got clean off of their addiction. But listen, this is just incredible. Music. You never know what music does for the next person. So listen, listen. It is really, really something. When you make music, it is timeless. It's not going to die. And you never know who you're helping. People can be going through a lot of different situations, a lot of different things. They put on the music, and it helps them to get through the day and make it to the next day. So that's why people listen to different music. It helps them. It pushes them through the day, and they get to the next day. And guess what? They listen to more music or whatever they are listening to. It's almost like therapy. Music is just like therapy. Whatever you're going through, it helps you to get through what you're going through. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold last, but guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow, and it's going to be more great entertainment and music.
In the words of Don Kenise, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.